Radio 1. Dance.
Listen, baby.
We're ready. Lift
me up.
From the underground.
Lift me up.
To the arena.
Everybody dancing.
This is
Radio 1's residency.
Tonight.
On the residency.
Young Sing.
Listen to the BBC Radio 1 Residency with myself, Young Sing. Going to be with you for the next hour. This is my first show, a 4-week residency. I thought I'd kick off by giving you guys a little bit of an intro into who I am, what I do, and of course the music that I like. So for this week's show, I thought I'd focus on a very formative period of music in the UK club scene. It was that time just after the UK funky era. We're talking 2008 to about 2012. This was when record labels such as Hessel Audio and Night Slugs were really at the forefront of UK club music, and really around the world as well. That period had so many names that sound had a whole bunch of different names that people still can't really quite pin down. Some people call it future garage, post-dubstep, left field, all that kind of stuff. And for me, the reason why it was so important was, as someone who grew up listening to a lot of garage, jungle, R&B, and getting into UK funky and dubstep around that time, this was sort of a culmination and combination of all of those different genres, and really opened the doors for a much wider spectrum of electronic music for myself. And it's not something I get to sort of speak or play that often. So I thought I'd give you a rundown of some of my favourite songs from that era, some of the most important anthems, and things that left a big impression on me. Ironically, this one under me right now is actually not from that era, but very much sounds like it should be. Although the artists themselves were very much associated with that kind of sound for me anyway. This is St. Martin's by Drum. This track is like 90% low end, very, very bassy. You want to be in a dark room with a good sound system, kind of perfect example of that sort of sound, and some very lush vocal samples as well.
Rastafari.
Radio 1's Residency.
Part of the reason why I love this sort of sound so much is it just gives so much space, so much headroom for everything else that you're doing, whether it's in a mix or you're just playing in a club, whatever it is. And those rolling bass lines are just amazing. It's some of my favourite aspects of, I guess, dance music that's come out of the UK is these rolling bass lines that have an influence from jungle, drum and bass, dubstep, speed garage. And for me, this sound was just, yeah, eye-opening, to say the least. And also what I like is that it's not too in your face. It's you can take it in so many different ways. It's very emotive music as well, so you can kind of listen to it in your headphones at home and in the club, and it's, yeah, it still evokes the same sort of emotions, whereas you can't always have that same sort of experience with other types of club music or dance music. And you'll probably hear this as well with the next track, just how laid back some of it can be. It's almost delving into R&B sort of territory as well. And a lot of the Future Garage post-dubstep stuff sampled R&B quite heavily as well, which is quite nice for someone who, again, I grew up with R&B as well, so hearing all these vocal samples and melodies that have been flipped completely into a different realm is amazing, although it continued the lineage that jungle and garage and UK funky had with their vocal samples as well. So it's very much part of that sort of hardcore continuum spectrum as well.
This is Radio 1's Residency with Young Sing.
Running round. Yesterday's fall forced me to the ring.
Don't
Love this one. Had this one on repeat back in the day. Ben Pierce, What It Might Do. It's more of a deep house track rather than future garage or post-dubstep, but sonically very much fits in with a lot of what was happening in this era. Kind of came out at the tail end of 2012, I think, and was part of that sort of deep house revival as well, which did catch me. And I did have a lot of these anthems on repeat.
Young Thing.
This is BBC Radio 1's Residency.
One, J. Paul, Genevieve. It's J. Paul. What more do I need to say? I think this guy changed a lot of just the way electronic music and dance music was seen. Just stuff people have never really heard before. When I first heard it, I just had it on repeat. I was a very early adopter. And just, yeah, hanging on every single word from, well, eventually XL Records when he signed with them, and then we heard nothing for about 10 years after Jasmine dropped. This one I don't think was ever officially released either. It was Genevieve. It's still titled as Unfinished. I don't know. Hopefully more new J. Paul soon.
Young Thing. Radio 1's Residency with Young Singh.
If you've just joined us, I'm Young Singh. You're listening to the BBC Radio 1 Residency. It's my first show on the Residency. We're going on a trip down memory lane, kind of exploring a lot of my favourite songs from around 10 years ago, between 2008 and 2012, time of very fun experimentation and mixing of different genres and musical styles in the UK, I guess, music scene, primarily in the UK music scene, but obviously had a huge amount of influence from elsewhere. I actually had a lot of fun digging down into my old playlists. This one as well, 10,000 Yen, Got Me So, was one of my favourites back then. Had it on repeat. Just loved how weird it was compared to a lot of, I guess, the sort of house and garage that I was listening to at the time. And yeah, I haven't heard it for a few years, actually.
Young Singh.
This is BBC Radio 1's Residency.
Oh,
to slip in a bit of UK funky there. That last one was KUB with DJ NG and MC Versatile. Shout out to KUB. An absolute legend. Sat at that juncture when dubstep was becoming more mainstream. Vocals, some absolute classics in the UK funky realm. Still killing it today. And this one, Mr. Bean by Apple, the originator of UK funky. Summer 2009, Radio 1 Extra, this is all I was listening to. Don't worry, it's just a song. No one's after you.
This is Radio 1's Residency with Young Sing.
Again, some more classic UK funky. This one, Hard House, Banton, Sirens. Probably my most played track up until about 18 months ago, when I had to stop playing it in every set. For me, this is just an amazing bridge from sort of funky UK music with a lot of funky drums, just amazing drum patterns into more sort of straightforward heavy techno stuff, Force of the Floor, all that kind of bit. Oh,
I just wanna fuck.
listening to Young Sing on the BBC Radio 1 Residency. If you want to get in touch, you can tweet at BBC Radio 1 and let us know what you're up to, what you think of the show. You can tweet me as well, at youngsing_int. Yeah.
Residency with Young Sing.
This one is the refix dub of Love by Coolie G. Absolutely love this one. I actually had the pleasure of inviting Coolie G down for my residency at Phonox in September. Which was, yeah, a little bit surreal. Been listening to her music for, I don't know, a decade. Never thought I'd be in a position to actually book her for one of my own club nights. And she was amazing. It was a just phenomenal set. And yeah, can't wait to see her play live again. If you ever get the chance, please do not pass it up. She is amazing live.
Young Sing.
This is BBC Radio 1's Residency.
Without you.
That's it from me this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Please do tweet me, let me know, give me some feedback. You can get the BBC on at BBC Radio 1, or at BBC R1, I should say, and myself at Young_Sing_Int. We'll be back next week with somewhat of a different mix, maybe a little bit more upbeat. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll catch you very soon.
Young Sing.
I can't take my heart. I can't take my heart.